Welcome, welcome, my podcaster, to another episode of Ask Piff. And I am your host, Piff the Plug, like no other. This podcast is a production brought to you by Prairie Vista Publications, LLC. What's going on, my podcaster? It's getting dirty in the NBA. Boy, rumors is flying. Like, this team is not even relevant in the playoffs, and they just still keep popping up. And that team is the New York Knicks. There's nothing but a big Bermuda Triangle going over there, people. Once you check in, you may not check out. My reason stating is Carmelo is in some deep doo-doo, people. Well, him and Lala's about done. They haven't put any divorce papers in, but you might as well call that relationship canceled. That baby, the alleged baby that Carmelo has on the side with a woman who's a PhD, who's a stripper on the side, allegedly. Everything is allegedly, people. Her name is Mia Burks, and she states that she has a baby by Carmelo on the side. And it's allegedly reported that he's been paying for her condo and all her other expenses. And I guess this is putting Lala in a tight mood. But she has no reason to be in a tight mood because she got rumors floating out there about her too. It's reportedly, allegedly, that she been dipping around with Mano. So Mano bumping Lala, huh? I guess she really do got that sweet, sweet honey nut Cheerios. That what KG said that time made Carmelo flip out. Anyway, ain't no need for Carmelo to flip out. Nah, he might as well, he done made his bed. He might as well lie in it and deal with it. And that brings me to the other point of this tricky triangle. Phil Jackson. Just a couple of days ago, he goes and makes a news conference saying basically, he don't want Carmelo anymore. I'm just doing it. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting. I'm paraphrasing. He really, you know what I'm saying? His services is no longer needed. But since he's under that no trade clause, Phil can't do nothing. His hands are cuffed. But to dog the man like that, and I believe Phil knows what this situation is all about, and that's the reason why he's doing all of this. Because last year, he didn't go this far. But this year, he's doing too much. You know what I'm saying? The young lady supposedly had the baby last July, and he been on Carmelo ever since. So I hope he's not digging on him because of some moral grounds. Because there's a lot of dudes in the NBA with side babies. The originator of it probably was Sean Kemp. He had so many, it wasn't even funny. But Lala dipping with Mano and Carmelo. Well, at least he got a girl with a PhD. They say she a stripper, but I'm not going to put that out there, man, because you know what? She got peoples, and if that's not true, I don't like to bash anybody. That's why I always say allegedly. But this is what's been flying around. You know, Piff the Plug do his research. That's a fact. So, this triangular trade, man, this is an ugly triangular trade right here because Carmelo's at the apex of this triangle. He got Phil on one angle, and he got Lala on the other. He didn't want to leave New York. Well, I think deep down inside, he do want to leave New York just to get away from Phil. But then the other part of that angle was he didn't want to get away because he wanted to keep tabs on Lala. And when I found out that she was dipping with Mano, I see why he didn't want to waive his no-trade clause. Any man who loves his wife and she done cheated and dipped, oh, he going to be paranoid. Just like she gonna be paranoid when he did. But he went too far. He had a baby. So sometimes there's no coming back from that, man, especially when a relationship. And there's a lot of people out on this podcast that can relate. There's a lot of dudes that been caught with side babies and been with their girl. And you know what? She handled you cheating here, cheating there, cheating here. She may even have caught you a couple of times cheating. But that baby is like a solidifying. That's just like a testimony of all your sins. And females don't want to see that. Not that they don't have no love for the baby and they don't like the baby, but that baby is a marking of your sins, of what you've done to her. She don't want to see that. Just like, you know what I mean? And dudes, on the other hand, he don't want nobody dipping in his cookie jar. But man don't seem like he in that cookie jar. Or he there, or he still there, or he might go back. Who knows, people? Like I said, that's all allegedly. But if y'all doing all that bouncing and cheating around, y'all need to separate, man. Because y'all just, both of y'all doing too much. And I'm not going to just lay this on just the whole entire couple. I blame Phil for this nonsense, too. You know what I'm saying? And any NBA free agent would be smart enough not to even deal with him. Look how he's dealing with his star players. Even his other star player, Kristaps Porzingis, he blew off the whole exit interview for the New York Knicks. And Phil says, you know what I mean, he felt the type of way. So he's like, anybody on my team can get traded. Man, listen. If Kristaps Porzingis and Carmelo Anthony can get out of that hellhole, more blessings to them. They'd be the only two, because that triangle of, man, that Bermuda Triangle over in New York just suck you down and you just never heard from again. The whole organization is horrible from top to bottom. Let's just be real, people. This Zen Master is not a Zen Master, okay? All this, I mean, we labeled him as a guru. But what has he done? The only thing he's done for the Knicks was draft Kristaps Porzingis. And people questioned that until they saw his game. I even quit when I was like, who? Phil over there smoking some of that good stuff. I don't know what Phil on. But I know one thing. Phil got ulterior motives too. And he was trying to get himself fired. But that owner must have got kipped to it. Because the owner, James Dolan, he's stupid. He dumb. He's just a rich boy with money. He's an idiot. And that goes to show you people, everybody who's rich is not smart. I wouldn't up this man for two more years. He ain't did nothing for the last three. You know what I mean? He actually put this New York Knicks in a dark, dark hole. He put him in a black hole. A supernova, if you want to call it that. You know what I mean? And he's done everything in his power to destroy this team. And what does James Dolan do? I give him two more years. Carmelo, pack your bags. Get away from that whole situation. 2017 is not looking good for you right now while you in the state of New York. Get up out of Dodge, bruh. There are ways to go see your children in the off season, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Just do it like any other man. You're not going to hold on to all of this. Both of y'all been doing too much, and it seems like Phil done got a whiff of it, and he's sitting on his moral judgments. But he don't even want to be there. He trying to get fired from the Knicks so he can go back to Genie Bus. So everybody in this wicked triangle has ulterior motives, and that's why I said Carmelo's at the apex. He's at the apex of this. You know what I mean? So Carmelo, since you at the apex, you need to just make an exit, bro. Because this whole situation is not working. You know what I mean? You even got the president of the Knicks is just dogging you out. I get what you're doing by taking the high road, but that goes to show you, people, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what fame or status you have. There will always be a white owner that will cut down their players. Listen, they look at all these players as property, pawns, and just pieces. The NBA runs their league just like a plantation. Yes, they do. It's a fact. When you can go out here and get on Twitter, and that's another thing. How can you be 71 years old bashing somebody else on Twitter? You're an overage teenager. You're a senior citizen slash teenager. Only little girls do that. Phil gets on Twitter, I don't like Carmelo, blah, 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 his hair, and blah, blah. Come on, man. Sound like you're on some Breakfast Club or something like that. I don't know what you going on. Saturday Morning Breakfast Club? That old movie with Molly Ringwald? Was that you, Phil? Was that you? I believe that was Phil. Because he's really acting like a 71-year-old teenager. Who gets on Twitter to bash somebody? You know what I mean? All this degradation, all of these insults, all this slick talk that Phil is doing. Man, the Zen Master is a Yen Master. He just wants that money. That's why he ain't trying to quit. He want to get fired. So I'm not going to call him the Zen Master. I'm going to call him the Yen Master because he just about the whole thing, that dirty old dollar. And he'll destroy anybody to get the way he got to go. You know what I mean? Look at his books, man. His books are so ragged and we revere him, man. He disrespects everybody in his books, man. And we allow these people to get away with it. Why? Because he won 11 championships. 11 championships doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't make you a genius. It just makes you lucky and you was at the right spot at the right time. That is all. And this is Piff the Plug, and this is my editorial. I'm out. Hit me at www.askpiff.com. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I got a Facebook page. I'm laying down all the info, people. Told you, Piff the Plug is a new connection on podcast. If I don't got it, ain't nobody else getting it. That's where I'm rolling. And we out. Peace.